Joining us now, as he does just about every Friday at this time, is our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. It's always good to wake up in my own bed. I got home about 11:30 last night, wow. And having coffee at home in the morning before I take off is really rewarding.
There you go. It's worth it all, isn't it,
it
my
is.
Friend? All right. Well, I know you guys have been busy down there in Lansing, so we're going to get right to some of the major things you've done. But we'll start it off with, of course, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you guys paid tribute to that, didn't you?
We did, and we have a couple of ladies, colleagues, that have survived breast cancer. And, you know, it's one of the most survivable cancers when it comes to women. If it's detected early and the proper testings are done, it's a physical like every other physical, and it's strongly encouraged that women go in and have their breasts examined and the tests properly done, and it's a very survivable cancer. But this week is a Breast Cancer Awareness Week, so we had a celebration on the house floor and honored the ladies that survived and prayed for the ones that did not, and it's very emotional and moving. So those of us that are out there, wear your pink today and tomorrow and show your support.
There you go, exactly. Well, let's get down to the brass tacks now with some of the things you've been doing down there for the last few weeks. One of them deals, and this is pretty important. I've been catching up on this, which deals with property transfers and taxes, right?
Yeah, I've been working on this bill actually long before I was even elected. You know, with the proposal A and how it's structured, a lot of times when property transfers to the next relative, it becomes unaffordable because the property taxes escalate so high. So I passed the bill last cycle that allowed parents to transfer property to their children without incurring the additional pop-up tax. This bill allows grandparents to transfer property to their grandchildren, even if the property was put in trust. And it passed overwhelmingly. Governor loves the bill. He's all ready to sign it. Treasury likes it. You know, it's not a loss of revenue. It keeps it the same. And it protects families. It protects the heritages and the traditions like the hunting camp has made for them or the property on the lake or the house in town.
Right.
You know, as our children grow up and go to other parts of the country or the state, that warmth of that property is something that builds tradition. So this bill really protects families. I was very proud of it.
Very good. Yes. And also, this one we had in the news, I think it was yesterday, and it was kind of a scary story because you wouldn't expect this, but there are some doctors who have been misdiagnosing. Is that right?
They're not misdiagnosing.
Okay.
They're falsely diagnosing cancer patients.
Yes.
Or they're claiming that their patients have cancer, and they go into these very expensive treatments and actually put pain and suffering to the patient, and all it is to generate money for themselves because these cancer drugs are very, very expensive. So three of us got together. We put together a package of three bills. One of them is mine, is to not only remove their license, but also hurt them financially once they're proven guilty. And a lot of people know what the RICO law is. If you watch TV and you see these drug dealers losing their mansions and their Mercedes and their boats and everything else, that's a RICO law. It was put out, I think, in the early 80s. It was a way to hurt them financially. Well, my bill does that. Once they're proven guilty and they can prove that monies were raised through this, they take their property. And it's a good bill to get these bad doctors off.
Oh, there you are.
Yep, I must have hit the wrong button.
I lost you for it. I was like, uh-oh, maybe the storm coming through has got you. All right. All right. Well, that's interesting legislation. We'll listen in on for more of that. But
that's already on its way to the governor. So these are good bills.
All right. Now, the next one is a story we've got today, which deals with human trafficking.
Right. And you heard me talk about a little bit about the RICO law on this last one. But what this one does, do I still have you, Kevin?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Must be my other phone ringing. Human trafficking is something that, I was pretty naive on it. You know, we live up north. You don't think about it. But it really is a problem. Not so much up north, but in southern Michigan, it really is a problem. So what we did with that is there was probably a dozen bill package that was put together through the Judiciary Committee to get to these people and punish these people for inflicting lifetime emotional and physical problems on these women and children, these young kids. And what we did with that, too, is, again, it's like a RICO law, to hit them financially once they're proven guilty. Profits that were gathered through human trafficking, now if it's proven, they can take their homes, their cars, their bank accounts, and so on. So it's a great bill, good package of bills, overwhelmingly support on the House, 100% in favor of these bills. So it's very, very bipartisan. And again, we live up north. We're naive to these things, but right. It does happen in Michigan.
That's right. Well, we do live up north, and that means a lot of us are hunters. And I think we were talking before we went on, there's a lot of people confused about this whole new license thing.
Right. You know, and I've been taking lots of calls in my office, a lot of them from bow hunters who don't understand or don't agree with having to buy what's known as a base license. And that, again, I think you know what it is. The base license does a lot of things, but one, it automatically gives you a small game license, whether you're a small game hunter or not. Now, if you're a duck hunter, you would always buy that small game license. So for duck hunters, it's actually cheaper. But if you just bow hunt, it is a couple dollars more. But to bow hunt in Michigan for a one buck tag is $31. We are still by far the cheapest state in the country to hunt. Now, I know there's a little bit of a challenge to having to buy the base license, but all that money goes back into our sport. None of it goes to the general fund. It goes into enhancement projects, and it also, it's $11 for the base license. $1 actually goes into an enterprise fund that helps and allows, finally, the state to put out true information that counteracts the information that comes from PETA and the National Humane Society. And the most recent cases on this is the wolf hunt. PETA and the National Humane Society came in from outside of our state and put false ads out all over, and there was no way to counter those ads.
Right.
So that extra dollar goes into a fund that can educate people on why things are being done. So I think it's good. It'll take us a year to adjust to it, but it's a good thing.
That's right. Well, Peter, there's been a lot going on, and I'm going to see you tomorrow night. You're going to be busy tomorrow night. We'll both be out at the St. Joseph Health System.
Yeah, you know, that gala is wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, people in Iosco and should be very proud of that hospital.
Right.
You know, they do a great job. You know, that new expansion they put on is just so modern, and it's beautiful. And our northern hospitals need help. You know, financially, they're challenged, and this gala will help raise some dollars. And last year, we went. We had a lot of fun. The acts were good. They actually had my wife up on stage, and
so
we have got a good kick out of it. You're emceeing tomorrow, so we'll have fun with it.
I will, and I will see you there. And now, Peter, if they want more information about anything we've talked about, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
517-373-0833. And have a great dry weekend if we could.
If we could, and enjoy the rest of your coffee.
Thank you, sir.